The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share our daily reflection. Your Grace.
Today, the 13th of March 2022, is the second Sunday of Lent. I invite you to reflect with me on the theme, the Transfiguration, a call to growth in faith. The passage of Scripture from Genesis chapter 15, verse 5 to 12 that we read today tells us the story of how Abraham was given a glimpse of the reward that comes with faith. Abraham had been asked by God to leave his father's house and go to the place that the Lord would show him. He left as instructed, and God continued to promise him along the way that he would receive a great reward. So a time came, and Abraham felt he had to say to God, "Sovereign Lord, you told me I would be father of a multitude of nations, but I do not even have one child of my own." So as we read in Genesis 12, God showed him a vision as evidence that he would fulfill his promise. Of course, the promise of God was fulfilled. The faith of Abraham, which made him to listen to God, was counted as that which made him righteous. Notice, dear friends, that he had already demonstrated his faith by setting out on the journey when God decided to go out of his way to assure him that his faith was not misplaced. The existence of the nation of Israel, as well as the new people of Israel, that is, all who believe in Christ, are proofs that God fulfilled his promise to Abraham. In a similar way, the story of the transfiguration of Jesus that we heard in the gospel passage of today from Luke chapter 9, 28 and following was a way by which God wanted to confirm the faith of Peter, James and John in the person of Jesus. In an extraordinary religious experience, the apostles experienced Jesus in a completely extraordinary way. The aspect of his face was changed, and his clothing was brilliant like lightning, and he was found in the company of two of the great personalities of the Old Testament who had died, Moses and Elijah. The apostles then heard the voice of God giving testimony about Jesus. "This is my son, the chosen one. Listen to him." In their confusion, Peter proposed that three tents should be built for Jesus, Moses and Elijah. Dear friends, brothers and sisters, the experiences of Abraham and of Peter, James and John are meant to confirm for us that our faith in Jesus, his coming into the world, and the work that he did were not accidental freak events, but part of the deliberate plan of God for the salvation of the world. So the Transfiguration gives us assurance that listening to Jesus and doing what he tells us is, in fact, listening to God and doing his will. Dear friends, what does it mean to listen to Jesus and do whatever he tells us, especially in this season of Lent? Certainly, listening to Jesus includes doing all that is necessary to build up our faith on the solid rock of Jesus. When we are strong in faith, we can become instruments in the hands of God for renewing the face of the earth if we strive to become people who are role models that demonstrate the values of honesty, integrity, selfless service, care for others, concern for sustainable environment, the earth, our common home. Each one of us, dear friends, should also desire to have a personal experience of God in the way that Abraham and the apostles did. We may not get it in such a dramatic way as they did, but it can come to us from our efforts at reading the scriptures, meditating on it, and listening to whatever God wishes to say to us personally. Abraham listened. Peter, James, and John listened. All the apostles, and so they were able to do great things for God. We too can do great things for God and be models of good conduct and right living if we listened more attentively to the voice of God. I invite you, dear friends, to cultivate the habit of doing Lectio Divina, that is, reading the Word of God and praying with the Word of God in such a way that the Bible comes alive and it becomes a means of receiving instruction and guidance on the day-to-day decision that we must make. Pray that the Almighty God may bless you as you go about your tasks today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.